All right, Mike. Well, Sean, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my shelf to the left of my desk. And I'm looking at the 2-meter commander. Now, that's just HF amps I was talking about, a dozen and a half. The 2-meter commander, and then I've got the two Henry SS750s, and then the ACOM 2100. Next shelf down, I've got the ALS500 mobile amp and then the Metron, the MA1000 Metron. I got my 1296 amplifier sitting there. It's only 50 watts, but it's real nice. It's a real nice looking amp. And then a Drake L4 and a 922. Next shelf down only has one amplifier on it. It's just a 2-meter Heathkit 80 watt amp, 10 watts in, 80 watts out, solid state, with a built-in power supply. It was available back in the like mid 80s. It was a cool amp. I always wanted one. I got that one sitting there. So that's it for that shelf unit.
There you go. I got no such collection of VU stuff. Dakota's looking for a something like that last one you described, like, you know, 5 to 10 and 50 to 80 out. Although he might have bought something already. He's looking for a VHF amp for his 705 so that he could get in the game, you know, on the 2-meter sideband, that stuff. I got to get my antenna fixed. I've been off the air for over a year because my antenna, the mast collapsed, and I was running hardline, quarter-inch hardline, and so when it came down, it kinked it and broke it. And so I looked at it and went, oh, man, so now I got to get that up. I want to replace the antenna. I got to replace the feed line. And I haven't got around to it. So I haven't had the 9700 fired up at all in at least a year because of that. I really got to do that before the weather gets foul.
It wasn't that 44-footer that came down, was it?